Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviewing what's going on. When the sun sets, Jordan is going to, well, they have till the sun sets today to hand over convicted terrorist Saja al-Rajawi. How did I do, Jennifer?
Pretty good.
If it wants ISIS to spare the life of the pilot, Mr. al-Kazabath.
And this is the lady who, and I told you earlier, Dougie, I remember the story from 2006 where she and her husband blew up a hotel, killing 60 people. His suicide vest went off. He died. Hers did not. She hit it, and it didn't go off.
All right. I'm trying to do the math here, and I've been back and forth. Sunset is 5:30 there, Iraqi time, 9:30 Eastern time. So an hour and a half from now, we'll tell the story one way or the other. No answers yet. Air Asia flight crashing, co-pilot flying. News media is making a big deal out of it. It's a so what. Pilot was monitoring the flight. Things may have gone wrong in a few seconds.
And they said 3 minutes and 20 seconds, which in the scheme of things, it's such a short amount of time. But can you imagine that's a pretty long time if the pilots knew that they were on their way out. 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, the question that's been asked is whether or not the plane stalled when it was going up as fast as it was, and that could have been part of the problem because it was like going almost straight up to get away from the bad weather.
Well, you know about planes. Okay, so is this something that's common? Do planes typically stall? Was this operator error? I mean, does that happen a lot?
There are three things in play here as far as I can figure out, being somewhat of a seasoned, not a seasoned pilot, but a seasoned flyer. When you encounter the air that makes, if the pilots are uncomfortable, then you know there's a problem. Pilots don't get shaken by bumping around on a plane. It's just, I mean, the white-knuckle flyers, they sit there, oh, my God, what's going to happen? The plane's going to crash. The pilot taking stride because it happens all the time. And so in this circumstance, these aircraft, these Airbuses, are junk. They are not built as well by any stretch of the imagination as a Boeing jet. So they're subject to more twisting and turning and thus superstructure failure, in my estimation, from what I know. Now, that coupled with you pull back the joystick enough to make a severe climb, and you have other things working against you, like weather, it's conceivable the plane could stall. And if that's the case, it would be not impossible to get the engine started again, but it wouldn't be the most, you know, it isn't, let's put it this way, it's not a desirable circumstance to be in.
Okay, so then is it operator error or plane error?
I'm going to guess both. At this point in time, there are three, I just said, the third thing is the weather. There are two things at play here. Operator error, or three things. Operator error, bad plane, and bad weather. All of those things, it seems to me, become a cocktail for disaster, and that's pretty much what happened. By the way, speaking of planes, the United States Air Force signed a contract yesterday with the Boeing Corporation to replace Air Force One times two. When Ronald Reagan came into office in 1981, one of the first things he did was sign a contract, or have a contract signed, that replaced the old Air Force One, the one that we see at the Reagan Library. The
original. He didn't even get to fly in the new one, did he? Or only once?
He did. The plane didn't come online until the last year, I believe, of his presidency. So that means what the Air Force wants is to get 30 years out of those planes. Those planes can easily do 60 years because they don't have that much airtime on their airframe. They're great planes. So, but anyway, they're going to replace them with new Boeing 747-8s. Guess how much, with the retrofit, each of these planes is going to cost.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I'm talking about all the protective bells and whistles they have to put on the plane. Two of them they're going to build because there's always a second one. There's always two planes in the air. There's a decoy and there's a real one.
Is that Air Force Two?
Nope. It's always, well,
I know.
It would be Air Force Two.
Whatever the president. I know.
Depends on who's on it. All right. So guess what the price tag is of the new Boeing 747-8s. They're going to build.
$100 million.
Ooh, keep going.
$300 million.
Keep going.
$700 million.
No, $340 million.
Wow.
A piece. With all of the bells and whistles. The normal 747 costs about $145 million. Actually, a little more than that, I think, now. And by the way, the people at Airbus that make the 500-passenger plane, the double-decker, the 380, they're having problems getting orders because people don't like the way the plane functions. So Boeing was about to stop building their 747, which has an upper fuselage, an upper area that's been extended again, so that it's about halfway down the length of the plane. And so now it looks like maybe they'll keep making them, especially with them wanting to replace Air Force One. But they only have made, I think, 14, 15 of them this year. The passenger configuration, they made a lot of freighters, but those planes have been sort of surpassed by the 777, which carries almost too many people, only two engines instead of four. Mm-hmm. But doesn't run when you're in a situation in a rough run. I go back again to the situation that was out of control with the AirAsia plane. The more engines the plane has, that's why, by the way, the Air Force is giving Boeing the contract because they want a four-engine plane because they're more dependable and reliable. They don't want to have a two-engine plane for the president to go. Well, even though they use 757s, two-engine plane, some of the old DC-9s are still around, but mostly they want a good four-engine plane. I thought that was kind of interesting. At any rate, we have 13 minutes after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has his weekly medical report. A lot of important medical news is coming your way in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly overview of important information, medically speaking, things that may affect you and your lifestyle. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, so he's always eager to tell you things that come from the heart, if you'll pardon the pun. Well, they do come from his heart. upper blood pressure numbers and what they mean to younger adults. A study on this, Ken, eh?
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, Doug. Young and middle-aged adults with high systolic blood pressure, that's the top number in the blood pressure reading, may have an increased risk for heart disease. There have been some very small studies that have suggested that isolated systolic high blood pressure might be harmless in younger adults or the result of temporary nervousness at the doctor's office. But this 30-year study suggests that isolated systolic high blood pressure in young adulthood, the average age in the study was 34, is a predictor of dying from heart problems 30 years down the road. This is all about the obesity epidemic. Usually high blood pressure is a disease of the elderly, but we see it more and more in the younger because of the obesity epidemic.
I noticed that the U.S. is tightening rules on the zapping, the heart zapping defibrillator. I never pronounced that right. Defibrillators, plagued by design and manufacturing flaws. Do you ever use a defibrillator in your office? You must.
Well, we have one, an AED, automatic external defibrillator. We knock on wood. We hopefully rarely use it, but we always have it around. It's a good thing to have around in anywhere a lot of people get together, and people should know how to use it.
Should people be worried about this story, or is this overdone by the news media, the fact that there may be a design problem with some of them?
Well, the thing about it is, if there's ever a design problem, you're going to lose a life because you use these. When you use one, you're saving a life.
Yeah.
So, one, you know, statistics don't really matter a whole lot here because you're going to lose a life. So, anything we can do to improve the effectiveness of these devices is so important.
All right, next, this is an interesting overview: organ transplantation and the results in terms of lives and life.
This is just really good news out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Surgery this week, that organ transplants, Doug, have saved more than 2 million years of life in America over the past 25 years, but less than half of people who needed a transplant in that time period got one. There's a critical shortage of donors, and the need is increasing. You may want to consider being an organ donor.
All right, study of retirees. This is something very important to be thinking about before the Super Bowl game, you and your youngster and football.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's what we're talking about, a mouthful. It's a new study from the National Football League of retirees. They found that those who began playing tackle football when they were younger than 12 years of age had a higher risk of developing memory and thinking problems later in life. The study will just add fuel to the fire of when it's safe to begin contact sports.
It's never safe to play football.
I set you up for that.
I know you did. Thank you. All right, final story about sugary drink consumption and what it does to women.
Human Reproduction Journal this week. Consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages has been associated with an increased risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Now, a new study finds girls, Doug, who frequently drink such beverages are likely to start menstruation earlier than those who do not consume sugary drinks, and potentially putting them at higher risk of breast cancer.
Dr. Ken, the heart doctor on Heart Factors Plus now.
Exactly. Heart Factors Plus. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. Here's what John from Florida says. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus.
Call 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Comes to you absolutely risk-free. 800-621-6313. I'll tell you this. This is the best-selling supplement we've ever talked about on this program with Ken. And it is that good that he gets behind it. It's that good that you need to take it. 800-621-6313. This does all kinds of wonderful things. Gets the blood to your muscles, your brains, your heart. What could be more important than having good blood pressure and getting blood everywhere? 800-621-6313.
The The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
I would ask Kenny and Jennifer to tell me where the Imagine Dragons would fit on the scale of hierarchy as important.
I have never even heard of them, Doug.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, right,
I think I heard that they were mad about something, but...
No, they're not mad about it. I don't think they are, but that's not the story. Kenny, what do you know about the Imagine Dragons?
They're relatively new from the past few years, a Las Vegas band. They've won Grammys, American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards.
Really?
Hashtag out of touch. That's me.
That's Jennifer. All right. So this group has also won a Grammy, apparently. And Southwest Airlines announced that the Imagine Dragons are going to perform a live concert at 35,000 feet on a Southwest flight.
That's cool.
Wow.
An interesting thing.
Yeah.
Southwest is going to launch a sweepstakes next week for one of the fans of Imagine Dragons and three friends to win tickets for this flight as well as the concerts. The destination, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas, where the band, as Kenny suggested, comes from. So apparently the winner is going to take a flight around with the Imagine Dragons and then go to a concert in Las Vegas. But part of the deal is that they have to, that Imagine Dragons are going to take a flight on February the
24th. Do you think they have to like get a number like everybody else? Are they going to be like B4 when they get on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
A13.
Or like that real crummy number like C116, and you're like, oh, man, oh, middle yeah. seat all the way.
Back in the back. Back in the back. All right. Also today, our video of the day at DougStefan.com comes from the folks at Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, yeah.
They have 37 different brands, and they got them all to chip in for one Super Bowl commercial.
They're going to celebrate the new home.
Oh, Newcastle Brown Ale. Hard to believe we met on Match, and a year later, we're moving in together.
I love these floors.
They're Armstrong flooring. Oh, you know what else I love? This Gladiator GarageWorks Chillerator refrigerator. It's tough enough for the garage, but it's stylish enough for the home. Oh.
I'll find a repairman on the YP app, an easy way to connect with great local
people. That phone looks as great as my jockey boxer briefs feel.
Well, it's from Boost Mobile.
Uh-oh.
Come to that app and not be used to it.
Charisma Bedding, the choice for the discerning bed and bath customer.
Mr. Cheezo's, a wholesomely crunchy on-the-go cheese snack. Hashtag gluten-free, hashtag candy.
Rotel has a zesty blend of diced tomatoes and green.
Look at the tough stuff with brawny paper towels.
Like what you see? It's all from Sharper Image.
Put the Northern, the Hunt's tomatoes, Dixie plates.
That's right.
Thank you. Craig Jerky, stop that. Craig Jerky, stop
that. Craig Jerky, stop
My favorite.
I think that is very clever. So you got the gist of it. I tried to explain. 37 different brands all help Newcastle Brown Ale pay for the spot, which you can watch at DougStefan.com. That, in essence, you heard the audio, but it makes a lot more sense if you're watching it. And it's very clever. Kenny saw this and he thought, oh, wow. And it is an oh, wow kind of a thing. It'll get a lot of attention, don't you think?
It's almost like they went to crowdsource it. They contacted all these different companies.
Yeah.
And who wants to pay to be part of this whole ad?
Yeah, there you go. And a lot of companies that wouldn't be able to, because it's $1.45 million for a spot, right? Isn't it this year? 30-second spot is $1.4 million? Somewhere around
like that.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, and by the way, to take advantage of the circumstances, when you go to DougStefan.com and you watch our video of the day, you'll notice to the right of that a big orange box that says, get your free pound of coffee. So I, unwittingly, I've got like a Super Bowl ad for BuzzBox Coffee right there at DougStefan.com. Nice. If you want to sign up for your free pound of BuzzBox Coffee, the best coffee in the land, call 866-456-7805. Enjoy while you're watching the Super Bowl. 866-456-7805. Free coffee from BuzzBox. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How do you do? How do you do? I hope you do well. Jennifer Horn is here to help you do well informationally. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. And the weather is something a lot of people are commenting about. I was looking out the window here on my farm at the bird activity. It's 11 degrees below zero here on the farm. The cows are wandering around on the snow. There is more snow. Actually, it's going to be rain. Can you imagine, for those of you who are in the northern climes where there's been all this snow, there's going to be rain. When that rain comes down, what kind of a flood? Because there's no place for it to go because all the drains are plugged up. Yeah. They're not open. So where does the water go? It stays in the street,
and freezes.
Driveway, walkway, and then freezes. So get the ice skates out. Get ready. But what? Back to the birds.
Yes.
Thinking. This is for the birds.
And the birdio.
Yeah. The weather is for the birds. I'm just watching these birds and think about what we... It's sort of relaxing in a manner of speaking.
They're freezing their tail off.
But you wonder, most of the birds that do not like the cold, they go away from the cold.
Right.
That's my point here.
They fly.
Watching them, they are here because they choose to be here. They could be wherever they want to be. Imagine how free, remember the expression free as a bird? Mm-hmm. How free birds are. Part of the beauty of nature is to watch these birds and then think about how, in a sense, a joyful experience it is. By the way, speaking of that, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about how you can make yourself lovable. Jennifer, you might like that. Not that you're unlovable, because I think you are, but I think you don't think you are.
Oh, I think I'm lovable. Are you kidding?
Well, let's get to...
I'm a lovable gal.
You are very lovable. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back in the ranch, story at DougSteffen.com today, a way to defeat Dr. Zizmore. and his ubiquitous skincare ads. There's a new pair of high-tech glasses, Kenny. Maybe this belongs in the tech report. Recognizes advertising around you and blurs it out. This is great. People who are my friends and run television programs. What are you telling people this for? It's called the Brand Killer Spec, right? Glasses, the Brand Killer. University of Pennsylvania students built it for a recent hack week on a budget of $80. Quote, what would it be like if we lived in a world where consumers were blind to the excesses of corporate branding? Well, I will tell you what happens is that there is no business being done. Companies close. People are out of work. See, this is really the oxymoronic part of this. People don't want to listen to ads, so they say, or they don't want to watch them. But yet the reason, according to our poll at DougStefan.com today, that people are going to watch the Super Bowl, more people are going to watch it because of the ads than anything else.
Right, because the ads are entertaining.
If it were not for, I'm not suggesting this is an interesting story, ad blockers for your eyes, you can see it at DougStefan.com, but think about where we would be in this country, in this world, were it not for commerce.
Yeah.
And an important part of commerce is advertising what's available. So you can choose to block out some stuff. I would be the first to admit that there may be too much of it. The average person in our country is bombarded by about 3,400 messages every day to do something, buy something, go someplace, be active.
I was going to say, what is there to look at without branding? I'm looking at my desk right now.
Yeah.
And on my desk right now, I have a router that says links across the top of it.
Yeah, I got one
of
those. Yeah.
I have lotion bottles that all have names on it. Yeah. I have a candle with the name on it. I have coupons from the store, which is branding all in itself.
Yeah.
I have credit card bills, and I have my IRS statement.
Oh, nice.
Everything has a logo on it.
Yeah.
There's not one thing on my desk that doesn't have some sort of logo
on
it.
I'm looking at my Dell computers, my LG screens. I have Kleenex, a box of Kleenex, different kinds of Philips light bulbs. Let's see, what other things? I have lots of paper. I have books galore. Books are brands in and of themselves, authors, that sort of thing.
I just had an English muffin, and the plate in front of me says Solo, because I put it on a paper plate.
There it
I
is.
I did everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking go ahead, Ken.
I've got Puffs, I've got Dayquil, I've got Aquafina, Minute Maid orange juice.
There you go. I've got BuzzBox coffee. I have Provia. I have these are commercials that are sitting in front of me. So as we think about this and think about, I mean, the story is there about how these glasses work. And they're very cleverly created. And you give the kids credit for a good sort of science project, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But I wanted to turn it around because I think that we cut ourselves short, or you think, I don't want to watch those commercials, I don't want to listen to those commercials, but without them telling you a story about what there is out there for you to purchase, we don't have commerce, we don't have awareness, we don't have buying. And without that, we have no economy, we are dead. We are. We have no ability to survive without an economy that produces jobs, produces money, abundance, taxes for the government to waste, all of that stuff. It's there. All right, let's talk about a couple of specific brands. Food news on Good Day. McDonald's stock today is up because they have a new CEO. The chief branding officer of McDonald's becomes the chief executive officer today. That tells you something about what we were just saying. What is there more important to McDonald's than their brand? Nothing.
Nothing.
The food is meaningless. The food is a way for them to extract money from you so that their profits go up and so that their stock value goes up. It has nothing to do with the food. Nothing. When you see a spot for McDonald's, they're telling you, you think, to go get a Big Mac. They don't tell you. They want you to go there to spend your money. They don't care what you buy.
They want you to be in the in crowd. They just want you to go into.
They just want you to go and spend money so that their stock value will go up. And to that end, another food, I don't know why we call this food, Kentucky Fried Chicken in the news today. They are replacing bread with meat.
This has been all over social media.
I know it has. This is actually something that emanated in the Philippines, Kenny, I think, right? Facebook post from KFC Philippines.
It is right now.
No plans for the fast food chain in the U.S. to add a sandwich, dog sandwich. It's dog meat, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about
that. No, it's the double down dog. It's a hot dog.
It's dog meat. You're so funny. Dog.
I just thought I'd see if anybody's paying attention.
Oh, come on.
Hey, they're paying attention.
Right?
It's
a fried chicken breast that they bend to look like a hot dog bun, and then they stick a hot dog in it.
And don't forget the cheese sauce.
Is that what that is? I saw some nasty sauce on
it's
top
nasty.
Of it. It looks gross.
Nasty, nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. All right, so lots about brands and success and how you buy things. You can see them big talkers, some of you, most of you. I don't like our presidents that commercial. But you do because you make a preference. You look for something and buy it. And I always use Buick as the best example because it is. Who knew what a Buick was before they started advertising? I mean, you can think about that. No matter what.
What is a Buick without branding?
What's Timex? What is a Timex?
Yeah. Without branding, it's just a watch.
Right. Exactly. All right. Speaking of branding, I have, thanks to Jennifer and Kenny and a lot of people that worked with me, created a successful national brand called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Here's an email from Carol Frisk. I listen and enjoy your broadcast most mornings on WNRI 1380 in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. I used to work on that radio station when I was a kid.
Hmm.
There are a lot of stations actually carry the program that I used to work on when I was a kid. She said, this morning you mentioned the Kennedy butter and egg stores. Struck a chord of distant, very fond memories for me, walking to Main Street in Woonsocket and shopping at the Kennedy store. The pungent aromas of the store are memorable. Fortunately, the Kennedy store is no longer, because they've long since gone out of business. Thank you for your enjoyable and informative program. I'll sign off with a reference to your What's New blog that she just watched. Carol is a practical thinker, so she says, from Rhode Island. Well, thank you. It's always good to hear the connections. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Richie or Kenny at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Before we get to Joy, how many comments are there on Charlotte's new outfit, Kenny?
More and more all the time. Everybody loves that new picture.
Well, I like the picture. I'm color coordinated even with my jacket that I had on. Charlotte, it's too cold. It's like 11 degrees here. Charlotte's never spent a winter in the cold in her life. So I'm trying to keep her warm as I can. It's hard to travel with her now because of her age and condition and stuff. So we've opted to spend much time here. And it's better because there are a lot of things that Meredith needs to be doing here. So we're sort of here. And the essence of Charlotte wanting to stay or needing to stay warm, I just take her outside for a little while and she shivers. So I went and got this coat. And it really kind of cute how they style those things. So, what do you want to read a couple of comments before we get to Joy, Kenny?
Sure. Melissa says, what a real trooper she is.
She is that. My God, at 14 and a half with what she's been through, still strong as a horse. God love her.
Hector says, Charlotte is one tough gal.
She is.
Tough broad, huh?
Yeah, she is a wonderful being. What else?
Ernesta says, it looks like she has a cape.
Yeah, it's kind of
it
a cape.
It does look like a cape, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a cape. Yeah, it's a warm cape. Wrap it around her body. Yeah, what else?
And Cindy says, Charlotte is awesome.
She is. She's an awesome girl. 16 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a matter of moments, Dr. Joy Brown is going to be here to help figure out how you can be loved. That's next on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirt signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and printer. order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Pro quarterback Ryan Tannehill is taking his game to another level this offseason. After years of rocking a buzz cut, Tannehill is now using the new Axe White Label Cooling Style Cream to show off his neat and sharp look. A neat and sharp look is so easy to get, even Tannehill can do it. He'll be styling guys himself around the big game this week in Phoenix for donations to charity. To get the look yourself, mix a bit of Axe White Label Cooling Style Cream in your hands, then rake through and comb to the side for a look that lasts all day. Ryan spoke about his new style.
I've had the same hairstyle for years, but this offseason, Axe Hair showed me how easy it is for me to freshen up my style. Axe is challenging me to show off my new skills in Phoenix. For everyone I style, Axe Hair is going to make a donation to my charity.
Check out AxeHair.com and the Axe YouTube channel to learn more about the white label line and other great looks from Axe Hair. I'm Risa Joel Miller.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's great.
13 before that is great. Dr. Joy Brown is great, and she's here on the Good Day program with a focus on the qualities that make you a lovable person. Whether you want to take yourself as an example, Joy, or take somebody else like Jennifer, what is it that makes one person lovable, and is it obvious? By the way, Dr. Joy Brown, available noon to 3 on the radio every day. You can call a question in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to 855-99-DR-JOY. She'll answer live on the air, or you can send her an email. The website is drjoy.com. All right, so anyway, how do we discern what is lovable to another person, maybe, or do we leave it to ourselves? We have to be who we are, and the other person has to find what we do and who we are lovable, right?
Well, yeah, but I think there is a middle ground. I think most of us, being someone you're not in a relationship is exhausting, because if you make someone fall in love with something that you're not, you're doomed, because either you have to continue to be someone you're not, or once you show who you really are, they're going to leave, or they're going to feel sandbagged. So I think to a certain extent, what we need to do, exactly as you say, is find somebody who appreciates who we are. But within that parameter, there are days where we're more lovable than others. There are days when we're a little bristly. There are days, and maybe the way to define lovable is the opposite. It's when we're overly aggressive or assertive or cranky or sensitive, or I think almost by definition, to be lovable means relatively easygoing, which isn't the same as passive. Relatively nice as opposed to bristly. Relatively happy as opposed to angry. So I think that each of us within the context of who we really are has the ability to be easy to get along with, pleasant, outgoing, giving, generous, funny, attentive, sharing, warm, and I think those are all, and there are days when we're going to be more likely to do that than others. And probably think about your best self when someone's just made you happy, when someone's just done something that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
But I think all of us have the ability probably to be lovable and unlovable. Mm. We all have our little good self and our not so good self. And the thing to do is to find someone who appreciates the majority of who we are. And when we're not trying too hard, they like that person as well. And then when we try hard and we are lovable, then they'll just melt and then we're home free.
Interesting how people who are performers or politicians get high from the adulation of winning or performing. And people think that that's being loved. I don't know. I went to a Garth Brooks concert the other night and thought, wow, all these people who seem to love him. Is he lovable because he's a good performer?
It's pretty easy to love a stranger, and it's pretty easy to love a performance, because by definition, it is a performance. That's the point of a performance is to be lovable or to be likable or to sell tickets or to be popular. But I think that it's different to be loved, whatever that means, by a large group of people or loved in an intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I know, especially in our business, people who are loved generally and are pains in the neck.
Yeah, I know.
Personally, they just cannot sustain relationships. And there are people I think that are who we know as well who are very lovable one on one and just don't connect very well.
DrJoy.com. Thanks, Joy Brown. On Good Day.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Familiar refrain or refrain from the Bee Gees tune from Saturday Night Fever. Saturday Night Fever, Staying Alive, was number one during this week in 1978. And the movie and the song were number one for the next, 3 or 4 weeks, I think. But it's back to 1978 we go to get started. Movie music brings us into movie moments, movie news from Chuck Curry in a matter of moments. First, our movie quiz to help you get qualified for a day at the beach, as it were, or actually 4 days at the beach, thanks to Beaches Resorts. They have one in the Turks and Caicos Islands, a couple in Jamaica, and you'll be put on the list of those potentially going to win. The drawing will be held on February 6th, the week from Friday. So if you know the movie, we're going to play three different cuts from this movie, number one movie during this week in 2000. You know what it is. Call us quickly at 888-302-3684, and you'll win your spot, your slot, if you will, your place in line for the drawing on the 6th for that trip down the Caribbean. All right, here's the first clue.
Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil, doesn't have any. They say money can't buy happiness. Look at that smile on my face. Ear to ear, baby.
All right, you know the voice. Chucker, you know that voice?
I do. I know the movie also. It's a very good film.
Yep. Number one movie this week in 2000, as I said. Next clue.
And there is no such thing as a no-sale call. A sale is made on every call you make. Either you sell the client some stock, or he sells you on a reason he can't. Either way, a sale is made. The only question is, who's going to close, you or him?
Aha!
I think that's me teaching my sales staff. Yeah. You know?
All right, whose voice is that? I'm trying to put my hand
on
it.
Affleck, isn't it?
Is that Affleck? Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yep. All right, last clue.
become an employee of this firm, you will make your first million within 3 years. Okay? I'm going to repeat that. You will make $1 million within 3 years of your first day of employment at J.T. Marlin. There is no question as to whether or not you'll become a millionaire working here. The only question is how many times over.
All right, sign us all up. What's the name of that movie? 888-302-3684 for your place in our winter giveaway line. Stand by for movie news next from Chuck Curry on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, Yvonne, what's the name of that movie?
In Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith.
Good guess, not the right one. Mike, what do you think it is?
Wall Street.
All right, that's even closer, but not right. Greg, what do you think it is?
Doug, that is Boiler Room.
It is Boiler Room. In fact, Ben Affleck in Boiler Room. So you, sir, get qualified for our drawing a week from Friday to take a 4-day, 3-night trip. Two adults, two children to one of the resorts, the beaches resorts in Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. Good for you. Congrats. Hold on just a second. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Well, it's always the horror news, Doug. Paramount Pictures' newest reboot of Friday the 13th starts shooting later this year for a May 13, 2016 release date. Yesterday, we spoke about the all-female Ghostbusters reboot with Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig. It comes out July 22nd, 2016. For fans of Ted, the trailer to Seth MacFarlane's Ted 2, it will be released tomorrow. It once again stars Mark Wahlberg and the teddy bear named
Isn't that Ted. Interesting how quickly they get it? They filmed it here in Framingham. Most of the scenes are in, the outdoor scenes are in Framingham, and they filmed it about between Thanksgiving and the first part of December. So they already got enough so they can put a trailer. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
And look for commercials of Jurassic World and Terminator Genesis during the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, that's a crowd that wants to go see that stuff, I guess. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can connect to it by going to the Connection Department.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.